Penguin Random House Audio presents Our Souls at Night by Kent Harroff, read for you by Mark Bramhall. Chapter 1. And then there was the day when Addie Moore made a call on Lewis Waters. It was an evening in May, just before full dark. They lived a block apart on Cedar Street in the oldest part of town, with elm trees and hackberry and a single maple grown up along the curb, and green lawns running back from the sidewalk to the two-story houses. It had been warm in the day, but it had turned off cool now in the evening. She went along the sidewalk under the trees and turned in at Lewis's house. When Lewis came to the door, she said, "Could I come in and talk to you about something?" They sat down in the living room. "Can I get you something to drink? Some tea?" "No, thank you. I might not be here long enough to drink it." She looked around. "Your house looks nice." "Diane always kept a nice house. I've tried a little bit." "It still looks nice," she said. "I haven't been in here for years." She looked out the windows at the side yard where the night was settling in, and out into the kitchen where there was a light shining over the sink and counters. It all looked clean and orderly. He was watching her. She was a good-looking woman. He had always thought so. She'd had dark hair when she was younger, but it was white now and cut short. She was still shapely, only a little heavy at the waist and hips. "You probably wonder what I'm doing here," she said. "Well, I didn't think you came over to tell me my house looks nice." "No."